الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قد أفلح المؤمنون الذين هم في صلاتهم خاشعون. وقال تعالى: إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر. وقال تعالى: فويل للمصلين الذين هم في صلاتهم ساهون. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. Our discussions for the past few days were about more nafal salah, and that was how we can gain proximity, closeness to Allah, how we can become more and more the favorites of Allah Ta'ala. Everyone, who we see as somebody great, then we would like to become the favorite of that person. Allah Tabaruk Ta'ala has left the door wide open through our nafal salah. Through the faraz, we gain entry, we gain closeness to Allah, and then there is no limit to gaining more and more closeness. No limit. It is limitless. Through our nafil, we can gain more and more closeness to Allah Ta'ala and become the favorite of Allah Ta'ala. Now the namaz itself, the faraid, that is also a very great gift from Allah Ta'ala. It is a duty, it is our farad to make our namaz, but moreover it was a great gift, and it is a great gift which Allah Ta'ala has given us. And our namaz is really the nourishment for the ruh, for our real life, for life. For life in a person, the ruh is life. The body is not life. The body is a dead thing. We see it, the body is living. But the body, once the ruh goes out, the body is completely dead. A person can be in ICU in a hospital where they are monitoring him. It's a very serious case. They've got so many machines on him, and they are checking all the time the readings, the beepings which are carrying on. The nurses who are attending, they are all the time running, checking this, checking that. The doctor comes in, looks at the report, everything. All this as long as the ruh is inside. When the ruh goes out, everything, those machines are unplugged, all that fuss and hustle and bustle around him, all comes to a dead end. So it is the ruh, but unfortunately we don't see it. The non-Muslims don't see it. They can't see it. It is out of their domain. But unfortunately we're living in the environment so much that from the time of birth we are born nowadays usually in all those facilities where of the non-Muslims, where perhaps there's some music playing, the delivering people, there may be nurses, there may be male nurses, doctors, all the wrong things are happening. Then the bringing up of the child is also all anti-Islamic. The clothing we put on, anti-Islamic. In most cases, unfortunately, many cases, our homes also, no sign of Islam. The child, nothing of Allah is told to that child. But if it's some people got some consciousness, they have adhan and takbir given, which is really an oasis in the desert. Where in the desert where there is completely nothing, no water, that adhan and takbir is a very great thing. If we have the technique done, very great also. But unfortunately in most of those cases also, the clothing that will be still put on the child will be of the non-Muslims. And the clothing is that which is with you. Like for example, husband and wife, Allah says, "Hunna libasul lakum wa antum libasul lahun." You are the clothing of one another. Your clothing is on you. And this clothing which we are wearing of the non-Muslims, all the various types. And unfortunately to such an extent also, that if on a 2-month-old child, a 2-day-old child, or even 2 years, we put on some Islamic dressing, then the good pious people in the family also will say, already from now you're putting a burqa, you're putting a kurta, but you put a shirt and pants and with all horrible writing on it, meaningless, or with terrible meaning in it, that nobody has. Then they'll say, so cute, he looks so nice. And what is the taste of our iman? That the horrible things are cute and so nice, so lovely. And the granny will also praise, the grandfather will also praise, and hug the child and throw him in the air and make love, just because of that filth and dirt that he has got on him. And then afterwards further, the training of the child is also all on non-Islamic basis. Then the schooling, if he goes to the school, even worse, we are putting them not in the lion's den, not in the lion's mouth, but right in the backside of shaitan we are putting. And that also we are taking pride in all that. So the whole thing, so that is all for this body we are doing. And the poor ruh, we are starving it all the time. Right through we are starving it. There is no real tilawat in the house. There is no dhikr of Allah. There is no talks of Allah Ta'ala. Adhan might carry on if we're living. Today we opt to go and live in places where we don't hear the adhan. And we go to the estates, etc. We go to other places and we go and live in such environments where there is no Muslim neighbor around us also. And that Islam is like we threw it out. And we're just living like in a non-Muslim area also. And even if we are hearing adhan, who gives reply to the adhan? And then who really stands up and shows the importance? Adhan went, now it's namaz. The housewoman also, do they give that importance to the namaz? When adhan is gone, it means now prepare for namaz now. Don't get engaged in all other things. Who of us? The man also, we dally with our namaz last minute. When a namaz is standing up, that's the time we're leaving home. And then we're going for namaz. What kind of namaz we're going to read? And before we know, the person is back home already. He's finished his namaz. Just a rush, the real food for the soul. We are starving the soul. And the body, everything is given preference for that. So the important thing is the soul. The soul is life. So namaz, Allah made it, and Allah sent us in this dunya, but He didn't send us and left us like orphans. Go in the dunya, go and suffer there. It's a place of torture and turmoil, and you'll suffer there, and you just go there, I'll send you. No, Allah gave us one great love letter, the Quran Sharif, a 30-supara love letter. Not a 30-page love letter. 30-supara, 30-juz love letter. And not a love letter of a husband to his wife, or wife to a husband, or even worse, a boyfriend to his girlfriend, a girlfriend to her boyfriend, which got absolutely nothing, all filth and dirt in there. But this was a love letter like that of parents, the father, for his child, concerned about his child. That my child must not come in any problem. What must he do if he faces this situation? What must he do if that happens in his life? The full 30 suparas are explanation of it all the time. And then again, that 30 suparas, that love letter from like the parents, from our Murabbi Haqiqi, from Allah Ta'ala, who is the one, the real one, who nurtures us, who guides us, that love letter Allah gave us. But how many of us read it also? In Ramadan we should be reading more, and we who are here in Atikaf, you check up the readings. Usually we take also anonymously, just on a small paper, how much has each one read so far, so that we have an idea what is the reading of the Quran. On one occasion, it was about the 25th Roza, and one good alim, and a very good teacher of Quran Sharif, known for his good teaching. I met him and I just asked him, how much have you read? He said about 4 suparas, the 25th of Ramadan. He's going to finish his 26 suparas now, and it took him 25 days to read 4 or 5 suparas. Then in 4 or 5 days, how is he going to read 25 suparas? And generally, one time, one jamaat, we came and we were talking, Kar Guzari, asked them about Quran Sharif, and they were such who spent 40 days, but they didn't touch the Quran in Ramadan. So that should not be the case. Ramadan, but the Quran Sharif, we should be given that love letter which Allah has sent, which is a kitab of guidance for us. Today we buy some gadget, electronic gadget, whatever, and the instructions, we say don't open it first, let's read the instructions. so that we can use it properly and we can get the maximum benefit out of it. And we don't misuse it in any way. We must know the instructions properly. So this Quran Sharif is the most important. And then not only did Allah give us this Quran Sharif, which is our connection with Allah also, which is our guidance also, which and whatever problem we can have in life, the Quran Sharif has got the answer. And it is amazing how the Quran Sharif gives answers. Just digress a little bit. Two doctors in America, a Muslim doctor and an Egyptian Muslim, a Muslim doctor, Egyptian, and a non-Muslim, an American, working in a hospital, and it happened, which is very rare and very odd, but they were in a maternity home. And the woman who had delivered the child, two women delivered the children, they delivered, but they mixed the two. One was a boy, a girl. And now who does the boy belong to and who does the girl belong to? Somehow it happened that this got mixed up. Otherwise, they are very particular and careful. As soon as the child is born, they put the band around the child. Then who is the child, who is the mother, etc. So it was a big problem. They were going to lose their jobs also. And it was a great thing of disgrace that how can the two children be mixed up like that. So the American doctor told the Muslim doctor that you always say your Quran, your religion has got the answer for everything. Now take us out of this, bring the answer for this. So he said, this year, where in the Quran we are going to find solution for this? But he said, let me see. He contacted the ulama, and after the ulama say, this is also not in our domain. You people mixed up the children, the baby is there. And that way we're going to have. But anyway, Allah put it in the alim's mind and heart. He told him, just ponder in the ayat, لِذَكَرِ مِثْلُ حَظِّ الْأُنْثَيَيْنِ, that a boy gets double that what a woman gets. So he pondered. Allah opened in on his mind. He went to his co-doctor and he said, I got the answer. The Quran has given the answer. He said, let's take the milk of both the mothers, their breast milk, and analyze it. They analyzed it, and Abad, they found that the one mother, the nutrients, vitamins, etc., everything was double of that of the other mother's milk. Both are just two mothers, but the one's mother had double of everything. So he says that to the mother who has got double, this boy belongs to her. And who has got half, that belongs to the girl belongs there. And a very similar case happened in the time of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. The Quran Sharif itself speaks of the Arabs, they all prefer boys, and they feel a great disgrace if a girl is born in the family to the mother. So anyway, two mothers also gave, and the mother whose child was a girl, she claimed the boy, that the boy is my mother. And so it became an argument, and this case went to Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu said that take their milk, the breast milk, and weigh it. They weighed it, and Abad, one, the quantity was the same, like 100 milliliters, whatever, 5, 10 milliliters, whatever amount it was. But the one's mother's weight of the milk was double of the same quantity of the other mother. So it was so clear. So the Quran Sharif has really got the answers for everything. It's a different thing that we not paying, and we got more importance for math and psychology and all the other things. We haven't explored the Quran Sharif. If we explore the Quran Sharif and so many other instances, it's not our subject now, but so many instances where the Quran, so Allah gave us this Quran Sharif. More than the Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala gave us a contact with Allah Ta'ala. Quran Sharif is we must read the Quran Sharif. But like if we don't read it, it isn't like we get guna. We're doing ourselves a great, great, very great harm and a great loss to ourselves. But more contact, Allah wanted us, our ruh, to have contact with Allah Ta'ala. So Allah gave us 5 times farad salah. And the farad salah is to make contact with Allah Ta'ala. Allah sent us to a foreign country, to the world. Our forefather Adam alayhi salam was in Jannah. Allah sent Adam alayhi salam to this world, and through him Allah sent us all in this world here. Like a foreign country, the real homeland is Jannah. That is where we belong. And here we have come to recognize Allah, to find out the great qualities of Allah, to gain that closeness to Allah, which is the height of the life of Jannat also, the closeness to Allah, and to be in the company of Allah Ta'ala. So Allah send us for that year. Yeah, we will encounter a lot of things that will happen. We will need guidance all the time. So Allah Ta'ala said, I'm making it not permissible. So in our time, you give your son, your daughter, a smartphone, that whenever you want to, you can phone me. Allah Ta'ala gave not a smartphone that the battery goes also, gets weak, or you don't have connection some places, or whatever else goes wrong with your phone. Allah gave us salah. And with salah, you make your connection with Allah Ta'ala. If anything you don't even understand, like in the Quran Sharif which Allah gave, and then the great explanation, which is a great enjoyment, Hadith Sharif. Like many, many ulama, they will ask the students, parents who are also ulama, will ask the children that who are studying, which Islamic subject you like the best, Quran, Hadith, Fiqh, or what. And by nature a person takes. Some people will just love Quran Sharif, tafsir of the Quran, the beauty of the Quran, qiraat of the Quran, the different modes of recitation of the Quran Sharif. And what the Quran, the gems and jewels and pearls of the Quran Sharif, there is no end to it. Some will just love Hadith. And the enjoyment of studying Hadith and all the just Hadith itself. And then if we study all the other aspects, so many aspects on Hadith there are. And a person just gets immersed and he gets drowned in that. He is totally overtaken. Like the poet says, Waraq ban jayenge kafan apna. The pages of the kitabs becomes our kafan. We are so much absorbed in it that we are just in our studies. Somebody will just love fiqh. And fiqh, tafaqquh. The understanding of Quran and Hadith, the deep understanding. Our great, great imams, on one night, whole night they didn't sleep, and from one ayat they deduced 100 masail. And the enjoyment of that, what can a chemist in his chemistry, and what can a scientist in his laboratory, what he is investigating, what can they know, what is this enjoyment, what you get from Quran and Hadith. And the fiqh which comes out from there, and that proper understanding of deen, and applying one's brains like that, that is where brains are supposed to be used. Today, unfortunately, we are using our brain on games, amusing ourselves, which is filled with shaitaniyat, with all devil's things, and we are amusing our brains, and we are using our brains for that. And for all other stupid things, we are using our brains. So Allah gave us the five times namaz to make connection with Allah Ta'ala and to get food for the soul. In other words, our life, our soul, our ruh is our life. The body is not life. We see the body is life. But that is what we're seeing is deceiving. And what we hear that the ruh, and we also understand with a little bit of scratching the surface, we understand that the ruh has got life. We have got a patient at home. He's very ill. People are taking turns to come in, other family members to come and help to look after the patient also. But all this is as long as there is life, as long as the ruh, the soul is in the person. As soon as the soul goes out, then finish. Now he has to be taken, given ghusl, taken to Qabristan. So the whole Quran Sharif is for the ruh. Namazes, the five times Allah made five times namaz for us, for the food, for the ruh. But we deprive ourselves. We don't make our namazes. And like people who give statistics, that up to 90% of the ummah are not in namaz at all. 10% are somewhat namazi. Out of that, a vast majority, casual namazis, like Eid, two Eids namaz we make. Or Juma namaz we make. Others perhaps some one day in the one namaz of the day, like Maghrib we make. But the percentage they are making five times namaz, perhaps it's not even 2%. And that also, that 2%, We know what our condition. Always late for namaz. No concentration in namaz. No love for namaz. Just like a duty that we are just, I have to do it, I have to do it. No passion and desire. Hazrat Maulana Sayyid Khan Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali of Madinatul Munawwara, used to say the day that our namazes become, we look forward to namaz like we look forward to our food. Like, for example, we find generally on public holidays, Sundays, Zuhar namaz is made early in all the masjids. And the reason for that is that we finish our namaz and now we can go and sit to a hearty meal. The whole family together, we have enough time, we can take our time and enjoy our meal. That day come in our life that we finish our meal quickly and now we take our time for namaz. And we go for namaz and we take our time and we have a hearty namaz and we enjoy our namaz. And not only we, like the whole family, all are enjoying making namaz. To us it might think this is like a very out of the world thing and like a very boring thing. We are gone completely. But ask those people, the Sahaba, radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, the awliya, rahimahumullah, who in Hazrat Abu Huraira's house, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, all the time there was somebody making namaz. They had all the time, the family all making namaz. Whenever if there is a gathering also, and all the family, little children also come, first all must read some Quran Sharif. Before we have anything else, a whole dini environment. Today we and those of us who would like to think of ourselves as good practicing Muslims, but how much of deen is in our lives also? And how much is the passion and love for deen? In fact, we who like to think of ourselves as pious, as the ulama, as the sulaha, we also, if somebody has to talk about deen, like the Quran Sharif says, وَإِذَا ذُكِرُ اللَّهُ وَحْدَهُ اشْمَعَزَّتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. When Allah alone is spoken about, their hearts become restless. Why speaking about Allah? As one friend said very nicely, if you've got a visitor and now he's overstaying, then just start talking of deen. Anything of deen, and he'll say, now I have to leave, I've got an appointment, I have to go here. And if he's still not understanding, make his tashkil. And then see, start making his tashkil, and then see how he will just jump up. And he'll say, okay, we'll see some other time again. But speak about dunya, speak about sports, speak about politics, speak about the weather. Everyone knows what is the weather. It's hot, everyone knows. Then you're discussing the heat of the weather. It's cold, very cold, and that you discuss it. In that, then the hearts find peace. But when Allah is spoken about, hearts become restless. What is this you took up? And that I'm not talking of those people who don't come to masjid. And those people who are not, we who are coming to masjid, this is our condition. Who like to pride ourselves and think of ourselves, we are very much in deen. But a deeny talk, talking, if the anyone in the family, the granny, the grandfather, or anyone have to talk of deen, then this person, what way he now? Kawab ma arku. That now he's a thorn, he's a bone in the kawab. The enjoyment we're getting, yeah, we're talking all dunya things, fashion, recipes, all things of dunya, then everyone is happy. And this is not the condition I'm explaining of non-Muslims, not of Muslims, of us who think that we are in deen and we love deen. So Allah gave us the five times namaz by which we can make contact for our life. Food for our life Allah gave us. And if we can enjoy this as we enjoy, like from now, how many of us, families, we already eat day, breakfast of Eid, that where we're going to have breakfast, and what we're going to have, we are discussing already. But the ibadat of the last 10 days, which we have to increase, we decrease that for the Eid preparation. So much so, we get reports of women folk who go shopping, and one of the thieves of Ramadan is the shopping malls. And going for all, even Eid shopping. And yet also we regard it as the act of ibadat, we're going for Eid shopping. And we're missing namazes. And some actually don't keep roza on that day. That we have to go shopping and now we won't be able to keep roza. Where are our priorities? In which direction? So Allah gave us this namaz which is a great gift. It is food for the soul. And the day we can take it that this is my food, namaz is the food for my soul, and how we look forward to roast, and we look forward to biryani, and mutton, and chicken, and all the savouries, and all the pastries, and all the desserts. How we look forward, if we can look forward to namaz like that. That is when we have got, you can say, iman has come in us now. With that, the imani taste has come now. That we look forward to not only the namaz, the basic namaz, the farad, but now the extra, the savouries, and the tea, and the biscuits, and the cookies, and all the other things that go with all the extras of namaz also. Reading tasbih, making namaz, making dua, again making namaz, and enjoying. May Allah bring that day. So this is a great gift Allah Ta'ala has given us of namaz. And Allah made it such that for whatever you need, I've given you your namaz. You have got any need, make salatul haja. And you have got a specific need of making a decision, make salatul istikhara. You have got any calamity and difficulty that came upon you, turn to Allah Ta'ala. You need guidance, turn to Allah. Whatever Allah gave us this namaz to make that connection with Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. So this is a great gift from Allah Ta'ala. And this is what if we have come, and this is what we are gaining, that namaz becomes dear. And if we are here in the masjid, and still are we missing our takbir-e-ula, whether we are making sunnat-e-etikaf, nafal-e-etikaf, but we have freed ourselves. And still if we are missing our takbir-e-ula, still if we are not getting our first saf, then it's a very poor reflection of our niyat that we have come with. That we want to make our islah, we want the love of deen, the closeness, the enjoyment of deen, but we are still missing our namazes also. And if in our namazes also, our heart is not there, and we're not trying, our Shaykh Jazahumullah Khair used to say, Dil ka lagna faraz nahi hai. Dil ka lagana faraz hai. For your heart to be in namaz is not faraz, that's not in your control. But to put your heart in, the minute you realize my heart is not in namaz, my thoughts are not in namaz, it's not with Allah Ta'ala, now to put it at that time, that is faraz on you now. So how much of us we are concerned that our namaz becomes a namaz of concentration, a namaz of devotion, a namaz related to Allah Ta'ala. Outward form, the way we look like big Sufis in our namaz. But anyway, if we could just be scanned, if there were some machines to scan what is the inside condition of ours. Or if, as somebody said, if there were screens on the Qibla wall, and every person had his screen, and all could see, and it reflected what he's thinking about. We all should have been ashamed of what our condition is. And perhaps the screen should also crack what terrible things we think about. The screen also shouldn't be able to take it. What thoughts are coming to the musallis in their namaz, in jamaat namaz, in the masjid. So Allah give us tawfiq to understand our deen, and this is enjoyment of deen. And those people who hold the nights used to pass in namaz, those people on hot days they kept rozas. And they made namaz not on musallas, on the hot ground, and they enjoyed making that namaz, standing in front of Allah. That is what we have to aspire and work for. So anyway, Allah gave us this great gift of namaz. And more that it is our duty, but we take it as a gift from Allah Ta'ala. And we look forward to it. And we try and we enjoy going for namaz. And a sign of that is that you are edgy all the time. That is looking at your watch, it's namaz time. And you want to be there early. And those buzurg, that they never ask what time is namaz. They ask what time is adhan. Because I have to be in the masjid by adhan time. I can't be in the masjid by namaz time. I have to be there by adhan time, I have to be there. And then we reply to the adhan, etc. So that eagerness that comes into us. So this namaz Allah Ta'ala has given us is that connection with Allah Ta'ala. Imam Shafi'i Rahmatullah Ali says, anyone who reads the Quran Sharif and then he takes qasam that I've spoken to Allah, his qasam is 100% correct. He won't be hanif, a person who has broken his qasam, and you won't have to give the kafara for breaking your qasam. He has actually spoken. And namaz is a more concentrated, closer aspect of connection with Allah Ta'ala. But unfortunately, our namaz, Quran Sharif also we read, we're not connected with Allah. We don't find solutions to our problems in the Quran Sharif, but we will find solution picking up the phone. And this has to be done and that must be done. In the phone we can find the solution. Or connecting with some doctor, or some legal person, a lawyer, or some businessman. There we can find the solution, but unfortunately we don't find any solutions in the Quran Sharif. We have become so blind, and this the Quran Sharif says, it's not that the eyes have become blind, the eyes of the heart has become blind, that we don't see in the Quran Sharif. We don't see our solution in namaz. That everything is in namaz. That one club that is going around of Haji Bhai Padia, that he, one person, they went with him, the car, they got a puncture, and now he's trying to stop somebody, he didn't have a wheel spanner. And when he looked around, Haji Bhai Padia is making namaz. So he became angry, that is this the time for namaz? After he finished his namaz, he explained to him, all the solutions are in the hands of Allah. They are not in other passing by motorists or anyone else. Allah has got all this. But we who pride ourselves that we got strong iman and we are so much in deen, but our yaqeen is still so weak. We don't see the solution to our problems in namaz. We don't see the solution in Quran Sharif, in Hadith Sharif, in the lives of the buzurg and the pious. There we don't find. Unfortunately, we find our solution with the atheists, scientists, and what they prescribe, governments, etc. That solution, we die for those solutions. And we will go to the extent we close our masjids also for those solutions. But we won't be able to see that the masjid is the place to solve your problems. But we, when Allahu Akbar, when the wrong is regarded as right, and the right is regarded as wrong, the masjid is the place to solve your problem, is the place of your solution. And when we regard that the masjid is the place of the problem, and that the virus is in the masjid, is the super spreader of the virus, we regard that, whereas the masjid, when we enter, Allahumma ftahli abwaab rahmat, your doors of rahmat you open upon me. And on the man dakhadahu kana amina, a person who enters Baytullah Sharif, he's in peace. And that same quality is for all the masajid of the world also. So namaz Allah Ta'ala has given us, Allahu Akbar. There are those people that whenever they have a problem and they are agitated, they are like nervous, they are like parishan, they just start their namaz and they find sukoon. Like a child that is lost. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali explains one time, a little child in the Haram Sharif was lost and it was crying. And all the women of all nationalities are there in the haram. White woman, beautiful woman, rich woman, all tried and consoled the child. The child was just not finding any peace. Then the real mother came. She was a black woman. And she wasn't like pretty or anything. But as soon as the child went in her lap, it like just went into peace it found. Like that, if we, our namaz becomes like that. That whenever any problem, we have got problems every side. But the minute we find a masjid, we see the house of peace. We see Darus Salam, the place of peace. And we get into the masjid, and we lift up and surrender to Allah. Then really that peace enters in our heart. But today, our namazes, no connection with Allah Ta'ala. From Allahu Akbar at the beginning, till Assalamu Alaikum wa Rahmatullah. Yes, when we finish namaz, those who are a bit conscious, I finished my namaz and I wasn't with Allah at all. I didn't even think about Allah Ta'ala. Then otherwise we just like a spring in the body, jump up, run, quickly grab my jacket there or my keys or my phone and running out of the masjid. We made no connection with Allah Ta'ala. And yet we want to be counted by all very pious.
5 times namazi, very regular with his namaz, but we are so far from our namaster. So namaz is a great gift Allah has given us, that whenever you want to, and one of the special favors which Allah blessed this ummah and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and through his barakah this ummah, that we can make our namaz anywhere in the world. If you are traveling somewhere, there is no masjid, you've got a problem, like Haji Bey Padia there, and many other people, whenever any difficulty, then immediately they would resort to namaz. If there is a time for namaz, dua, they will resort to dua. No time, dua in the heart. And no time for that also, some emergency like that. But connection with Allah is there all the time. This is what namaz is supposed to bring to us. That through namaz, 24 hours we have that connection with Allah. And that is the greatest. How sad it is that today a boy is getting engaged. He's engaged to a girl, Fatima for example, her name. And just now that proposal is accepted. Now he's all the time thinking and getting enjoyment of thinking of Fatima. But a connection with Allah, no connection. And we are the greatest connection, and the greatest our we must be connected with is Allah Ta'ala. And just to think of Allah should give us pleasure and enjoyment. But intentionally we'll take out the thoughts of Allah, that we don't find any enjoyment in that. In that illicit relationship with some girl, with some woman, we find enjoyment in there. Doing to some haram business, we find enjoyment in there. Doing how many other haram things, we find enjoyment. But in halal things, we don't. Our taste buds are completely gone. This is the month, and this is why we have come here, for all of us together, that we correct ourselves. And we find this connection with Allah Ta'ala. So Allah gave us the 5 times namaz, and what a namaz also Allah gave us. The 5 times, the namaz which Allah gave us, 2 rakats of namaz. Allah gave us what everyone else of the creation of Allah, what they would cherish, all of that together, Allah gave it to us in our namaz. Like for example, qiyam, to stand in namaz. In the creation of Allah, these walls which are standing, they are just like walls. The builders built them, architects made the plans, but they are all in qiyam. The trees that are standing are all in qiyam. And they are in ibadat of Allah Ta'ala all the time. Then in namaz, we have like the 4-legged animals. They are in ruku all the time. All the cows, goats, camels, all the 4-legged animals, they are in ruku all the time. Allah gave us that also. The ibadat of all those animals, of all the trees which are standing, everything which is standing upright. Then all the reptiles, snakes, etc., which are going on the ground, they are in sajda all the time. And their whole life they are in sajda. Allah gave that to us, all that ibadat in 2 rakats of namaz. And when we are in a sitting position in qada, is the ibadat of the mountains. The mountains are all the time in a sitting position by Allah Ta'ala. So Allah gave us the ibadat of all His creation. This is my choicest ummah, and I've given the best of the ibadat, the most superior. And if we are given by anyone, you are giving out things to people. But to one person, you say, this is the most superior thing I'm giving you, the best, what I love the most, and that person doesn't appreciate it. And real appreciation is not saying only Jazakallah or thank you. Real appreciation is to use it. And if we don't make our namaz like that, and we don't make effort on namaz. Today we make effort on wood. Wood has become what kind of furniture? We made effort on steel. Steel, what cars and jets and planes are made. On everything we made effort. What man made effort on became valuable. But we didn't make effort on our namaz. Namaz, and that is what the awliya, the sahaba, they made effort on their namaz. And that namaz became what is really called a namaz. So Allah gave us the ibadat of all His creation. And then Allah gave us in our deen all types of ibadat. And Allah, it's a conglomeration, a full one place Allah heaped all the ibadat of deen. Allah put it for us in two rakats of namaz. If you want to do all your all the ibadat which Allah has given in deen, it is in namaz. Namaz, Allah Ta'ala has made it that in namaz is our iman. A person who has got iman, he will make namaz. A person who has not got iman, namaz means nothing to him. He won't think of namaz also. Allah has made the salat, which is remembrance of Allah. Allah put that in namaz. Zakat, which is to spend money. For namaz, we all, whether you're making two rakats of namaz, it looks like you're not spending money. But for the wudu, that water has to be paid for. For your clothes to cover your satr, that clothes have to be paid for. And to have a musalla or any place, build a masjid, you need money. So that is also there. Hajj is also in namaz. Hajj is movement. You are going, you make the intention. That is in namaz. Your intention must be there. And then you are moving from Makkah Sharif to Mina, Mina to Arafat, Arafat to Muzdalifah, Muzdalifah to Mina, back to Makkah, back to Mina. So namaz also, Qiyam, Ruku, Qawma, Sajda, Jalsa, everything Allah Ta'ala put it. In namaz, Allah put jihad also. Jihad is to make effort, the height of effort. For namaz also, especially you are traveling somewhere, and it's a rainy day, and you find no place where you can stop and make your Zuhr namaz at that time, your Asr. Asr, the sun is setting down, and now it's an effort, your worry of yours. And once we were returning from somewhere, and we had to go to four places to make Asr namaz. But everywhere, that facility was not available, whatever. So it's an effort, and that worry of yours all the time, until you find a place. So jihad is also in namaz. Tilawat of Quran Sharif is also in namaz. Without tilawat, namaz won't be made. And there is zikr also in namaz. There is dua also in namaz. There is tasbih also in namaz. Allah put all the great ibadat in two rakats of namaz. What a great, if we get something like that, that today you have vitamin tablets. And some people, at one time that was the craze amongst people, that they should just be living on vitamin tablets, not eating food, that whatever was required of food is in that vitamin. And you would see people, youngsters, that they are just 8, 10, 12, 20 vitamin tablets they are having. No lunch, no supper, just living on that. All the vitamins of deen, Allah has put in namaz for us. And that everything what you need, everything what you want, everything what you cherish and enjoy, Allah put it in namaz. It's just for us to understand it and then get that enjoyment in namaz. Then it will be like now we are coming to the masjid, somebody stops us and wants to talk, we enjoy talking. And we must, our takbir ula doesn't matter. Or we'll even perhaps sit in his car and go to his house and have a cup of tea. And we forget where we were going and where we landed up. But when the enjoyment of namaz will come, our ustad, Hafiz Abdul Rahman, Mia Sahab, Rahmatullah Ali, sometimes when we were driving, we had a car and we saw Hafiz Sahab going, offered him a lift, he refused. Firstly, he said, I've got my things to read. And if I go by car, I won't be able to complete my reading. And the other thing, that connection with Allah Ta'ala, that will be lost. So today we are just too happy to lose our connection. And to make our real connection, to be coming to the masjid, that we want to, Hafiz Sahab, Rahmatullah Ali, one time he was returning, and that also for imtihanat they went. And when they returned, it was afternoon madrasa time. He didn't go home for his lunch. He didn't go for his qailula, which he was also very particular about. He came straight to class. And that also, he saw somebody coming, so the fence that was there, not barbed wire, it was just a wire. Hafiz Sahab, a respectable, honorable person, but he went through the fence to avoid that person, to make it for his hips club. He gave preference that I'll go and listen to Quran Sharif, and this person will be wasting my time. He will be talking of the weather, he'll be talking of some other thing, so he avoided that. So when that connection comes with Allah, and you love to be with Allah, When you want to meet your beloved, everyone else you try and avoid them also. This person will delay me. This person will put me off track. I have to get to my beloved when Allah becomes. And this is the object why we are here. When Allah becomes our beloved. And the main channel of reaching Allah then is not all the other channels. It is the channel of namaz then. And that when a person raises his hand and he finds that peace now that I'm surrendering to Allah. And he fastens his hands in front of Allah. And the height of it is when you are in the lowest place. When you go to sajda, then you just like your heart just goes out to Allah Ta'ala. That is what we have to make an effort. This is the great gift Allah Ta'ala has given us. We take it like it's a farz, why five times namaz we have to make. But it, if, when that day will come, when as Allah has made originally, 50 namaz is farz on us. When that will come, that and if we had to make 50, the whole day we should be in namaz. Then Allah will give that now also. And Allah promised, just make your 5 times namaz, and I'll still give you the 50 namaz sawab. And the enjoyment of the 50 namaz, like the whole day you are in namaz, I will still give it to you. Make your 5 times namaz as you are supposed to make, and I will give you that enjoyment of namaz for 50 namazes. For the whole day you will be like in namaz. You will get that enjoyment of the closeness of Allah. And that is the greatest enjoyment. How sad that we find that enjoyment in a haram relationship. With some illicit love affair we find. And in there we find this enjoyment. But in this pure relationship with Allah, we don't find that enjoyment. Our halal wives don't have an appeal for us. But a haram woman, all the appeal is in her. And to talk to her, to make jokes with her, that we find enjoyment. How sick haven't we become? When a person is sick, then good food, he doesn't want to see it also. Forget eat it, he doesn't want to see that good food also. And many times, in that sickness, what is harmful for him, in that sickness, that he will enjoy. Like ice cream, for example. In that illness of his, that ice cream is harmful for him, but he'll enjoy the ice cream. And food which is healthy and good for him, soup, nice, good soup, and all the ingredients in there to give you strength in your body, but you don't want to look at it also, because you are so sick. Today we have become so sick. And when we have come to a spiritual hospital, and we don't still take the treatment, and we come in as sick and we go as sick, what was the purpose then? What's the whole exercise about? So here we have come, and let us take this treatment, and we cure ourselves. So this namaz Allah Ta'ala has given us, it's an ibadat of all the creation of Allah. All our ibadat Allah has put into namaz for us. And this is, and Allah gave us, this was so valuable that we should have been dying for it. But Allah, out of His mercy, made it 5 times a day, farz for us. And then again, Allah, arhamur rahimin, it's for Allah's appointment of the muazzin. In the days of before, he'll go on the top of the minara. How many stairs he will climb, and he will go and give azan. And big masjid, in the days of the past, they had 4 minaras on the 4 corners. And some had more than that. And every minara had a muazzin. And everyone used to go out and call out the azan. In our times, it's amplified with the amplifier, with the loudspeaker, so that everyone can hear. So Allah made the intizam that nobody must be left out. Otherwise, you got your watches, it's namaz time, which people are using as an excuse to stop the azan, that everyone knows it's namaz time, and they want to make, they must go to the masjid. But Allah made the intizam, you know it is your namaz time. But the azan, the muazzin will call it out. And what a beautiful azan. There couldn't be a better way to call towards Allah Ta'ala. When the question came in the time of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, that how to call people for namaz, and the mashuras that were made, and the views that were given, then all different ways. The Christians got their bells which they ring, the bell ring. Other people light a fire, all funny things. What the, and this year Allah gave us a da'wah to tam, Allahumma Rabba هذه الدعوة التامة, الدعوة التامة of the greatness of Allah Ta'ala, of Tawheed, the oneness of Allah, the Risalat of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and everything that comes in the love of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The call to come to Namaz, the call for your success, your complete Hayya ala al-Falah, all types of success, for your health, for your wealth, for every type of success, it is here in your Namaz. And we close the masjid. And we Allah is saying, here is your success. And we say, there is your destruction. There you're going to get sick. And in the Quran Sharif, we say, remove them from the masjid. That the Quran Sharif got the virus. Eh? And the place, the wuzu khana, which is your real sanitizing. And all the other sanitizing with alcohol is satanizing. You become more closer to shaitan. This is purifying the wudu and cleaning yourself. That all we close. And we put that sanitizer there. And all the real sanitizing, that we make it haram. And what is most harmful, that we make faral. Where our brains are gone. And the Quran Sharif explains that when man is taken over by shaitan, and shaitan urinates in your brains, then this is what grows from there. And it is not just the weeds that are growing, but these are those weeds which are growing by the shaitan's urination in the brains of man, which are supposed to deliver the best of results. The worst things come from there then. So Allah Ta'ala gave us this great, great gift of namaz. Allah Ta'ala let us understand and appreciate it, and let us accept it wholeheartedly and put our hearts into namaz. Not that way like a duty, I have to do it, I can't help it. You are sick but I have to go to work, it's my rosy for my children, I have to go to work. No, that this is my real life, and this is what will give life to our life. Our ruh is our life, not our body. The body is useless, it can't do anything. The ruh is life. And to give life to that life, Allah gave us life. And that is the real medicine, and that is our namaz. Allah give us all tawfiq and guide us to righteousness. Open our hearts for iman and for the love of Allah and for deen and for akhirat, and realize who we are, who we are supposed to be, which direction we are supposed to be going. Allah give us tawfiq. Subhanallah.